Saludos, don Robert. Buenas tardes, ¿eh? Gracias por salir aquí a saludarnos, hombre. Lo hemos escuchado todas las veces. Un día me espantó como a las 3 de la mañana también, pero también lo escuché. 3 de la mañana, 8 de la mañana, en la tarde, siempre lo hemos escuchado, ¿eh? Así es que aquí un saludo, don Robert. Adelante, sí.
Perdí contacto con el repetidor, tanto que lo vengo presumiendo. Me ganaron el carril, Mauricio. Don Roberto, gusto escucharle y no se preocupe, ya está marcado ahí en la net. Ya decimos que don Roberto se reportó temprano. Échele ganas, viejo, estamos en contacto. Luego le paso por ahí un cable tranquilo. Luego lo buscamos a ver qué pasa. Gusto escucharle y gracias por salir. Adelante, Francisco. Es el detalle con estos repetidores, Mauricio. El repetidor no es mío, ellos lo usan, tiene dos carriles, yo uso uno, pero si alguien más también usa ese espacio, pues me gana, así de fácil y sencillo. Adelante, Francisco. No, pues tómeselo, Mauricio, porque parece que Francisco ya no salió.
Okidoki, sí, escuché que se iba a bajarlo. Por unos tamarindos. Me acuerdo cuando lo escuché por primera vez, muchas cosas no le entendía.
The values will drop to about 18% and the grassland fire index will be at around 20. Overnight on Tuesday, there's a slight chance for precipitation again as a series of short waves make their way into the area from the northwest. Precipitation chances, however, less than 20% the way it looks now. Okay, reset here. We'll pick it up with the spotter statements. From Goodland Weather Service, spotter statements first up, extreme southwest Nebraska, northwest Kansas, and east central Colorado. This afternoon and tonight, activation will not be needed, nor has this weather expected. I am a little bit concerned about that convective activity there in Yuma County. We're going to watch that for a while yet this afternoon. In the days ahead, let's see, Saturday through Thursday for the same area, no hazardous weather expected. For northwest Kansas, meaning Norton and Graham counties, spotter activation will not be needed. Wind chills reaching as low as minus 15 are possible tonight. Be prepared to cover up to avoid frostbite on any exposed skin. Weather period Saturday through Thursday, no hazardous weather. Questions or comments, call in C2WX. Okay, headed to south and southeast Colorado Public Weather Service area. Slightly warmer than normal for most areas today with what else? Mainly dry weather. Tonight, freezing fog is actually likely for much of the plains. There was also a low end, less than 20% chance for some very light snow or even some freezing drizzle out there. Warm and dry weather otherwise into early next week due to that upper level ridge building in overhead this weekend. High Saturday, likely in the 40s and 50s. On Sunday, there'll be better warming. Some downsloping west winds will also combined to push temperatures on Sunday into the 50s and low 60s. Then around next Tuesday, there may be a pattern change. I wouldn't hold out a whole lot of hope other than it'll be a bit of a transition. For area storm spotters, activation not needed today or tonight. Freezing fog will be possible across the eastern plains and throughout the San Luis Valley tonight and into early tomorrow morning. Be prepared for sudden degraded visibility, slick roads, and hazardous travel where any of that fog develops. Slow down and exercise caution on area roadways. Looking ahead Saturday through Thursday, no hazardous weather expected through this Sunday. Some spotty near critical fire weather conditions may be possible over the gap flow areas on Monday, although winds appear to be marginal at this time. Chances for precipitation